Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. Is The Real, at Tyler Drew Scott, and you can also text the show, 713-780-3776, which millions of you are doing right now. So, hey, at least we stirred up a response there, AJ.
That's it.
So, we'll see how it goes. I don't know if you saw, but the countersuit to the Oliver Luck Vince McMahon lawsuit, did you see what McMahon came out and said?
Yeah, there's no way that Vince McMahon is going to win this lawsuit, right? There's no way. And I'm sure he's got better lawyers than Oliver Luck, but there's no way he wins this thing.
I don't know if he has better lawyers. I mean, Oliver's a lawyer himself, for one thing, and he's worked at some pretty big places, too. So I wouldn't be shocked if he's, on a level
but
playing field there.
He's not a billionaire, though. I mean, that's once you get into that category and you've got endless amount of money and influence, I mean, hell, he got the freaking state of Florida opened up for WrestleMania. There's a certain amount of influence you have when you get into a certain tax bracket where, I mean, Oliver Luck's, don't get me wrong, he's a well-off man. He ain't on that level, though.
Yeah, but you don't always have to money whip it. I mean, you can get damn good lawyers for for a lot less than what McMahon's going to pay for it, because I hate to break it to you, there's some pretty damn good law firms in this city and around this country, and there's a bunch of damn good lawyers who can go in and win a case like this, and I've seen it before where, you know, you may have all the money, but if somebody can afford the good lawyers, it's a lot more level playing field. But he came out and said that Luck abandoned his responsibilities. He said that he was not devoting his time to the league. He claims that he signed Antonio Callaway against his will and refused to release him. And
even though he says he released him literally as soon as he told him to.
Yeah. And here's the big one, AJ. Personal use of an XFL-issued iPhone.
Right.
Listen, I know Oliver a little bit, which is to say not – I mean – talked to him a couple times, don't know him as well as Granato does, but I've never known him to be anything but classy and honest and damn good at what he does wherever he winds up. I'm team Ollie on this one.
I'm for sure team Ollie on this. I don't see, if that's what you're saying you're holding out all this money for, that's the cause you fired him for, I don't see it. I don't see it.
Yeah, that's, I mean, obviously in these things you have to counter with, here's why you fired him.
Right.
But I just kind of think it would, and somebody says plenty of good lawyers will line up to make a big splash by taking down Vince McMahon in a high-profile case. Absolutely. So I think he'll do fine on the lawyer front. But it just sounds like McMahon screwed him and this is your response. So,
well, yeah, I guess it's either throw back this frivolous countersuit or pay the money. And I guess this is what he's going to try to do, try to scare him off.
Well, I think in the end, they'll come to some kind of arrangement. You know, I don't see it ever going to trial. I think he'll get his money. He may not get all of it, but he'll get a chunk of money, would be my prediction. But I am not a lawyer. I'm only a loudmouth radio guy who happens to know a bunch of lawyers. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And where do you want to go? I mean, we've got a bunch of people still wanting to talk about all this, but I've got some comeback player of the year candidates for your NFL. I've got some non-sportsy stuff. What do you feel like today, Hoffman?
Let's go with a little non-sports for a minute.
Okay. I don't know if you've seen this, and I alluded to this earlier in the week, and we never really dove into it, but apparently the Rona, men are much more likely to die from Rona, and it seems to be due to a fundamental physical difference between the sexes, which we all know there's fundamental physical differences.
Oh, the penis?
Well, apparently it says...
That's the biggest difference I've noticed, honestly.
Well, it's not that big.
And I've only been alive for 39 years, and I haven't seen a lot of men or women naked, but that's the one thing that does jump out at me.
Well, it jumps out at a lot of people, but it doesn't have to be that big of a difference.
It's not a big difference. For me, it's a big difference.
Well, apparently twice as many men as women are dying from it. And it says having a hypervigilant and very aggressive immune system has its downsides. It puts women at greater risk of stuff like multiple sclerosis and rheumatoid arthritis. But those kind of things apparently help them when it comes to the Rona. At first in China, they thought it was because it was more men smoke in China, like 62%. But now there's studies saying that if you smoke, you're less likely to get the disease. So apparently this thing just hates men.
Well, that's not ideal. And we talked about that a little bit yesterday, that I guess if you're a surviving man and you make it through this, then your odds of finding a mate go up exponentially, right?
Yeah, you would
because
think.
Because the ratios will be better for men.
Those of us who are like threes and fours would have a shot with legitimate sevens and eights.
Exactly.
I mean,
you're in the game now.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it's interesting as we get more and more information about this thing, but so women, you should feel better about this. You always wanted to rule the world. Guess
what?
Yeah,
your husbands are going to die.
Yeah. And you don't get half their stuff when that happens. Guess what? You get all their stuff.
That's
so
true.
Unless they have some prenup. But congratulations, ladies. I mean, I was proud of you when you took over Hollywood and started doing remakes of all movies with women only. That was great. But now you're about to rule the whole world.
They're getting there. It's about time, honestly.
Yeah, well, it is. It's their turn. Old white men have run this world long enough. Not this woman, though. Cynthia Covert was at Kiowa Island in South Carolina. She was in a pond, and her friends were trying to get her to come out of the pond because there was an alligator.
Good call.
And apparently, she tried to pet the alligator.
Oh, alligators don't really like to be pet.
And you know what happened next. The alligator rolled, and the 58-year-old, boom, done, gone.
Dead.
Right when you're about to rule the world, you get killed by an alligator.
Womp, womp. Well, I guess women are taking over the role of men by just doing dumb stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. If you're going to rule the world, you got to do some stupid stuff too, right? Apparently, while she was doing her nails on the porch, she saw the alligator in the pond and was fascinated by it. She, after she finished with her nails, she went outside of the porch, was taking pictures, and the friend was cleaning her porch when she saw a covert by the water. She started yelling for her to get back, but she was ignored. And she yelled out that the alligator had grabbed a deer from that very spot the other day. And she said, "I don't look like a deer." "Well, darling, you certainly taste like one."
Oh, no.
Yeah, because she tried to get close to it. It grabbed her leg, pulled her into the water. Goodbye. Hey, but you know what? Her nails were impeccable.
Exactly. She should have took his eye like Chubbs on Happy Gilmore.
Oh, but no, she thought this thing was friendly.
Yeah, once they bite you, that seems like that's a heel turn. Once they bite you, that's like, oh, that's not friendly. And then you it seems like I would go into attack mode.
Well, I'll tell you this. I wouldn't be going down to the water to pet him.
No, I'm probably not.
I'm going to start with that. You know what I do? If I saw an alligator, same thing I do when I see an alligator in real life. I go the other direction.
Exactly.
You know, just like, hey, if I'm out walking the street and somebody's pet rhinoceros has gotten out, I'm going the other way. I'm not going to go up and try to pet the rhinoceros. Just, you know, public service announcement.
I do like rhinoceros, too. Like, they seem really cool, but I don't want to pet them.
Oh, I try to get a picture.
Like grizzly bears. I'm fascinated by grizzly bears. I don't want to pet one.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Sonia, I was watching that Polar Bear Town show, which was really cool. It's about this town in Canada where the polar bears go through on their migration. And so people go up there to see them, and they go on tours and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, that'd be fun, but I'm not getting out of the damn bus to go pet the bear, because guess what's going to happen? I will get eaten.
Yeah, bears will eat you.
Yeah, that's a little known fact, AJ. Bears will
eat
you.
No, I think it's actually pretty well known.
Well, there was a great story on that show about this girl who was going home from a party at like 3 in the morning. And it was like the first bear attack on a human they'd had there in years. And a bear just basically, so they can't let them into the town anymore, because they used to let them walk the streets of the town. And a bear damn near ripped her head off. And I'm guessing alcohol was involved, so she probably didn't see the thing. But it was it's an interesting show. All right, well, there you go. Animals killing humans. That's so just the one takeaway is, ladies, you're about to rule the world. How about don't
slow
die
down
from
a
things
little
like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
While the Rona kills us, this is your big chance. Don't kill yourself.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. So let's we'll be back next segment. We got more non-sports. We got more sports. We got whatever the hell you want. We're just going to have some fun with it. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz. Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And somebody texted me they'd listened to the podcast yesterday where I was bitching about people at my taco place not having a mask on, and he said he was one of the guys and he wanted to say hello, but he knew I would shame him. It's like, I'm not going to shame you, but I'm not going to get within 6 feet of you. So, but he says he forgot his. Well, can I give you a little PSA on that? I keep a spare one in the car at all times in case I forget mine. So.
Yeah, I've always got one in the car too, but I'm hardly ever getting out of my car.
Yeah, I did that yesterday, and then today I went to Specs because I wanted to grab a few beers, and it looks like their shelves are getting restocked pretty well now. There were some times they were missing a lot of stuff, but my beer collection has taken a beating during this, so I just want to go grab a couple things. Was that a burp? Did I hear that right? Awesome, 517. 4-9 asked you guys, still going to do announcement today about the future lineup. We did at 4:30, so just go check out the podcast at 4:30, and you'll know everything you need to know. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Tyler says, two things, didn't Betty White feed gators in that movie Lake Placid? I don't remember that. I don't know that I ever saw it. Also, that story would have made a great gem of the day. It would have. Except I have another one that I like better for Gem of the Day. How's that? From China, of all places. The Florida of the of Asia.
Okay.
So yeah, there's a tease for you for 5:45.
Cannot wait.
And you guys can judge whether or not it's better or not. I liked it better, just from a personal standpoint. But I wanted to get to both stories, so yeah. And it transitioned nicely from women taking over the world.
And we're going to talk to Glenn Davis at 5:30. About Bundesliga, because I mean, I'll be honest, I don't know much about it, and I tried to ask you about it, and I feel like you know a little bit more than me, but not much. So I'm excited to hear from him on if he thinks this is going to start opening up other things, or if he thinks this is just if this is a abject disaster waiting to happen. So I'm excited to give him a chat here at 5:30 from Soccer Matters.
Yeah, and I've got a couple questions for him today, and it'll be good to talk to him, because I, as I've told you, I don't really follow the Bundesliga, and Glenn's been trying to get me on it for a couple of years. And that's like, I've gone in steps, and now that I've gotten into the EPL, that was a big step for me. I wasn't really ready to do more soccer, but if this is what we've got, then, you know, I'll dive right in. I'll give it a shot. Somebody says, pretty sure Thailand is the Florida of Asia. Except we don't get these stories out of Thailand. I think, you know, sometimes we get a tiger eating a kid, you know, or something like that. But we don't get those kind of stories. I don't know why. But China, for some reason, we get a lot of these stories. So that's your tease. I don't know if you saw the numbers you're talking about on the Watson contract. Shameless plug, by the way. If you go to SportsMap today, I have a column on something AJ and I have talked a lot about over the last few weeks, is maybe now is not the time to be extending Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Did you see what the average annual value they're talking about is?
I did not.
I have no reason to doubt this, because we know the Texans will overpay, right? 40 to 42 million a year.
Oh my gosh.
Now, that's what I thought Pat Mahomes should get. I thought all along that, okay, Russell Wilson's going to get 35. Just because of the timing, Deshaun's going to get 37. Mahomes will get 40. Let's sign them all and go. But 40 to 42, I think that would be a mistake. And not because I don't like Deshaun Watson, not because I don't think Deshaun Watson's a hell of a player. But the whole point of my column is, man, if I'm running a business right now of any kind, I'm going to be really sure that salary cap is going to be there. Because right now, I mean, we don't know. And if you just keep assuming that, oh, well, the TV numbers are still going to be there, I still say this. There's a lot of big advertisers that, and we are already seeing it on TV, even though everybody's watching. There's a lot of big advertisers that are going to be like, yeah, I can't afford to do this. And
right.
Sponsors. So, you know what? We can't afford to do this right now.
Yeah, it's just not a great time for any – I mean, obviously, it's the coronavirus is messing up a lot of people's stuff, you know, and so I don't really feel any worse for the Texans or Deshaun than I do for anybody else. There's, I mean, small businesses and just regular people who are struggling to make rent. But it's a pretty crappy time to be negotiating a contract on either side, really. Although Laremy Tunsil seemed like he was the Texans had no worries in the world when they gave him his money. And that was post corona.
And I feel that's where they are on Watson. And I just don't think it's the right place to be. And I'm a lot more sympathetic to everybody else out there who's struggling and trying to get by day to day than I am the NFL, which I want to make clear. I am just talking about this in terms of the scope of what your salary cap's going to be, because it's based on a percentage of revenue. And you're probably losing at least half of the revenue from concessions. And that's a very conservative estimate. It's probably going to be more than that if you play a whole season without fans and you have to refund those tickets. Although apparently a lot of these teams haven't refunded their tickets yet, even for games that have already been canceled. But I just feel like maybe you should wait this out for a year you know, or do a short-term kind of thing to get him a little more money this year, which no problem with that. But, man, I wouldn't do a long-term contract until I see what the impact is going to be on the league and the salary cap, because it's hard enough to build around a high-dollar quarterback as it is.
Yep.
If that high-dollar quarterback becomes half of your salary cap, which, you know, I don't think – it's not impossible that winds up happening – then how are you building a team around that?
Well, it's like I said when we first started talking about the $30 to $80 million number, you're talking about teams having to make decisions or asking their star players, the guys who really shouldn't be asked to take pay cuts, to take pay cuts. Like, they're going to have to go to Russell Wilson and say, hey, man, if we're going to field a team, we need you to take less money. And, I mean, on a side note, the news that's come out about Russell Wilson in the last 48 hours probably isn't going to make him thrilled about taking a pay cut anyway. But the Packers going to Aaron Rodgers and say, hey, take a pay cut so we can be competitive. And these guys who, especially these guys who just get the money, like, think about Dak. What do you do with Dak? I mean, I know with Watson, it's I guess there's a conversation to be had about where he should be slotted in pay wise. I think making Deshaun Watson the highest paid quarterback in the league is a really big mistake. I think paying Dak Prescott to be that would be an even bigger mistake. But what do you do with a guy like Dak who has never really made big money in this league? Even if you agree to a fair contract with him, it's going to be hard to get, you know, a team built with that salary cap change.
Well, and I'm not going to cry too much for Dak, who's going to make $31 million this year under the salary cap.
Yeah, but I mean, even if we say he makes $31 million this year, what's his annual salary been averaged out over his first 4 years? It ain't great. I mean, definitely not starting quarterback great.
No, but, you know, that's the way the system's set up. And, yeah, I know he wants to get paid, but, you know, $31 million ain't nothing to sneeze at. And I know you're anti-franchise tag, but, frankly, if he does it right, like Kirk Cousins did, Kirk Cousins is going to make way more money in his career than he ever should have. And because he played the franchise tag game. And Dak could do the same thing. And so why are these quarterbacks getting so much money? Why can't they get team-friendly contracts to pay other key players? No, nobody's going to do that. I mean, everybody's going to get as much as they can. And
which, by the way, that brings me – and we haven't even gotten to discuss Blake Snell yet. But I guess we'll do that after we talk to Glenn. But there's a lot going on with this baseball stuff that, you know, we talked yesterday about it being a bad look. I think that people don't quite understand – that this isn't really a, well, you can take this or you can negotiate to this. I really think people need to realize it's either they're going to take this 50-50 split or they're just not going to play baseball. And if you're saying baseball's not worth, in what Blake Snell basically said, whatever he's going to be making, you know, $3 million or whatever, if for a prorated season, if he's saying that's not, it's not worth it for him to play 80 games of baseball for $3 million. He'd rather not play 80 games of baseball and get $0. Dude, that's pretty wild in these times.
Yeah, I think and we've talked about this before. A lot of guys are going to start saying, hey, you know what? I don't want to risk getting the Rona.
Right.
And that's part of what his complaint is. But in reality, these athletes are the most low-risk guys. I mean, they're all in shape. I mean, they're all healthy. They're all young. Those are not the people who are dying from it. I mean, here and there, one or two. So I think saying, oh, I'm risking my life is probably over-exaggerating just a little bit. But I'm not going to blame players if they don't want to do that. I mean, that's and I bet you're going to have some that just say, hey, you know what? I don't want to risk getting sick. And if that's their choice, I'll respect it. But, you know, the whole negotiating in the public over this thing, I think is just, right now, is just a bad, bad look. And somebody needs to kind of step in and say, hey, guys, let's keep this in-house until we come up with what we're going to do.
But all right, guys, I got to tell you about CBDMD, a trusted leader in the CBD community. I've been telling you guys about the benefits of CBD for a long time, and I'm a big believer in it. And CBDMD.com came around, and this is before I was even speaking for them, and their products are out of this world. I mean, you're talking about they're third-party tested for safety, purity, effectiveness. It is the highest quality product that's making it to you. And they're all backed by a 60-day money-back guarantee. They've got great customer service before, during, after a purchase, so they'll answer any questions that you've got, help you make an informed decision. And they're going to do it at a lower price than the other guys. Go ahead and price shop, man. You're going to save money with CBDMD.com, getting better quality stuff for a lower price. And to make it even easier for you to try it out, they're offering 20% off when you use the promo code ESPN975 at checkout. That's CBDMD.com. Use promo code ESPN975 at checkout to save 20% on your purchase of superior CBD oil from CBDMD.
ESPN975. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And joining us now is the voice of Soccer Matters. He's the voice of the Dynamo Games. He is the soccer god of Houston, in my opinion. Our good friend, Glenn Davis. Glenn, how you holding up, buddy?
Fred, there is a case of fine Spanish wine on the way to your house.
Oh, you are the man. You are the man. The wife will love that. So we've been talking about Bundesliga getting started. You've been trying to get me to watch this league now for a couple years. I made my step to the EPL. But first off, in terms of, and we talked about this a little bit on the show last week, but where does this league rank in terms of the best in the world, in terms of, is it's like top three, would you say?
Yeah, I don't think any question. I think the top leagues are in Europe. Here's what I think is good for the listeners who maybe don't follow this, who may be tuning in this weekend because it is live sports. This is the second highest attended league in the world. Now, of course, this game's going to be played with no fans, but they average 45,000 fans a game. It is a very young league, tremendous young talent in this league. 45,000 fans is second only to one other league in the world. That's the NFL. So their fan culture, to me, is the best fan culture going. So that's also why this is going to be a bit strange with no fans there. You know, they got the legendary teams, the Bayern Munichs, the Borussia Dortmunds, teams with history over 100 years old. So it's no different than England at that standpoint as far as history and tradition. But just an amazing league, and they do things for fans that I don't see done here in the United States.
You know, from what I've read, Germany has kind of led the charge on how to handle this coronavirus thing the right way. They seem to have handled it better than really anybody else in Europe has. Is that part of why you think they're able to be the first league to get back in business?
Yeah, that's a great question, AJ. I think 100%. I think they've also dealt with the COVID virus, COVID-19, better than some of the European countries. So what's interesting in context here is France and Netherlands and Belgium, all European countries have shut their leagues down. They are all about attention to detail, getting back to my comment about the fan-friendly culture that they have. But they are all about attention to detail. So if we were going to say, hey, who do you think we should pick in this time of crisis, unprecedented stuff that's going on? This is history that we're all living right now, okay? This is going to be talked about when we're long gone and dead, what happened during COVID-19. So they are all about attention to detail. This is the league you would have picked to say, this is the one we want to be the canary in the coal mine.
Glenn Davis from Soccer Matters joining us on the program. You can hear his program here on our station, 7 to 9 every Tuesday night. Glenn, what happens, what are they going to do if a player tests positive? Obviously that player is not going to play, but is that whole team then quarantined?
Yeah, I think that's some of the hypothetical we don't know. I mean, my first thought is, what if it runs rampant through a team? Now you got to pull an entire team out of the league. How does that compromise the integrity of the competition, right? They've already had 9 or 10 players test positive. I think Cologne had a couple of them. Those guys have been removed from the situation. Everybody else right now has been quarantined, to my knowledge. I think they've had over 2,000 tests that have taken place. So I think in the attention to detail in Germany, I think there's a tremendous amount of testing going on. They also know that the eyes of the world are on them, right? So they have to pull this off properly. They all know they have to work together on this. So they're all pulling in the same direction. And in fact, to get it passed that they could start playing games, the Bundesliga teams, all the teams in the league got together, put this document together, prepared it for the parliament. The parliament then brought it to the chancellor, Angela Merkel. And then, of course, Angela Merkel gave it the go-ahead. So I think there's been so much work on this done that, we probably don't even know. But that's why the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, MLS, all the other soccer leagues around the world, that's why they're all going to be watching this thing incredibly carefully. I mean, this is going to be pretty spectacular in differing ways. And I don't mean that because of where we are in the context of things that are more serious, but there are a lot of eyes going to be on this.
Glenn Davis is our guest. And Glenn, I know you wrote about some U.S. players over there to watch. Help me pick a team like we did with the EPL. Who should I follow and why?
Fred, give me your number one thing that you look for in a team. What would be your number
mediocrity.
One? Okay, mediocrity. Well, let's go to
I want a team that might jump up and win a championship, but more than likely is going to be fourth or fifth.
All right. So, you know, we would give you Freiburg, maybe Hoffenheim, maybe a bit of a push is Wolfsburg. I think we'd put you in and around that area. Now, AJ, on the other hand, who is a... Yeah,
I'm an NC Dinos artist. Fan. I'm an NC Dinos fan of the Korean baseball organization. Who would I like?
Yeah, I think because of your background with mixed martial arts, you have to be the fan of a very aggressive, in-your-face type team. So I'm going to give you RB Leipzig. Young, there's a great American player on that team, Tyler Adams. They're aggressive. They hunt the ball. They're one of the highest-scoring teams in the league. I think you got to go RB Leipzig.
Are all of these I guess clubs, are they within driving distance of each other, or are they going to be flying? I mean, how is the travel going to work?
Yeah, like in Europe, I mean, a lot of that stuff's a lot closer, so they go by coach, and it's not like here in the United States. So a lot of times it's busing and things like that. I don't know how they're doing that in Germany. By the way, RB Leipzig is Red Bull Leipzig, so they're the most hated team. In Germany too, because it's all they're one of the newer teams, so they're very hated as well. So
that sounds like my kind of guys.
Yeah. I mean, you get in a fist fight on the way to the car when you leave the station, right? Every night or every other night.
With the with this happening now, do you expect that other leagues will follow suit here shortly? Or do you think they're sort of the guinea pig here, and we're going to wait and see. And if this goes well, then some of the other soccer leagues will say, hey, maybe we could try this out.
Yeah, I think it's just my opinion, but I think a couple games in is where you got to begin to look, unless there's an utter catastrophe and all of a sudden the whole team tests positive for this. But I heard Fred talking about these are young guys. These are athletic guys. These are not really the typical target of COVID-19. I mean, we've had a family friend we lost on the East Coast, and you know, he's a little bit older, late 60s. But, it's just something that I think all sports leagues are looking at. I mean, I think the NBA and the NFL is looking at this, too. I think Major League Baseball is. Yes, I think if they can pass some early tests here, it's going to be uplifting for everybody. But I don't think by any means are you going to be out of the woods.
It's interesting that the UFC has now had two cards here in the last week, and they had one positive test, and that fight didn't go off, but it seems to be working for them, and hopefully the same thing will work here. I have two more questions for you before we let you go, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
I know that the EPL is supposed to get permission to come back on June 1st, but there seems to be some resistance to that. What do you see happening there? And I want to ask you about the MLS after that, if you don't mind. But what do you see happening with the EPL?
Yeah, I think right now Premier League is really kind of looking at the Bundesliga, like you said, to kind of see how this all goes. But look, both of these leagues have tremendous TV contracts. They want to consummate them. They're not going to consummate them and get them to fruition unless they play games. That's first and foremost. They can afford not to have the ticket-paying fan, and all that other tertiary stuff that Major League Soccer is dependent upon. So they're okay from that standpoint. Their goal is right now to fulfill these TV contracts, get these seasons played, crown a champion, promotion, relegation, all that stuff, and then go from there.
And the MLS's plan, I guess they've said, bring all the teams to Orlando. Do you think that that's something that is going to work? And then just from your perspective, does that mean you're calling the games from here off of TV, or are you going to Orlando? What would happen there?
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea on any of that when it comes to television and how that would work. I do know this weekend that Fox is basically going to take feeds from Germany. I was a little surprised that it hasn't been built up more and there hasn't been a bigger drum roll to this, because I think you're going to get a lot of unique viewers on this game that don't normally maybe watch the German Bundesliga. I would have thought they put it on Big Fox. It's going to be on FS1 and FS2, and it's a great game to kick it off in Dortmund and Schalke. But, I think that's cost-effective. You're able to control people. You're able to quarantine people. That's the plan right now in Orlando. There's still a lot of things that I don't think have been sort of decided yet. So, you know, I think we're on a daily basis going to keep an eye on what MLS is doing. I would hope they allow teams to continue to use their own commentators, because I'd like to go back to work. But from outside of the personal perspective, you would still want your local guys, I think, to give a local sort of appeal to your hometown team. But I don't know, honestly.
Glenn, where is this stuff going to be televised? Where are we going to be able to watch it?
So Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports 2 is going to have all these German league games over the course of Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Bayern Munich will play on Monday, the big team that was here and played at Energy against Real Madrid, historic Bayern Munich. They'll play on Monday. And then over in Germany, apparently, they're playing all their Bundesliga first division games and second division games are all on the air for free.
Okay. Well, then I mean, if there's free sports, you know, people are going to watch it. So I think it's good that somebody's getting in and doing something. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of success they have. I'm guessing that more people are going to have their eyes on them than ever before. So hopefully they can put on some good games. Are any of the guys that are missing with the coronavirus, are any of them big stars?
All good players. Yeah, I don't know if they're big stars, but you know, the other thing I failed to mention was there's over 30 Americans playing in Germany, and there's a number of them that'll be in these games Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, all playing with big clubs. You got a couple of Americans on, you know, three teams that are in the top six in the league, including one that's fighting for the title. So, German soccer is very in tune with the American athlete. The versatility of them, the strength mentally of them, but that's cutthroat over there. So if you see a 20-year-old American playing or a 17-year-old American playing for Borussia Dortmund, this has not been easy to get to where they are. So I think we have to kind of – the degree of difficulty is something pretty rare, and there's a number of those guys that are going to be playing this weekend.
Give me the star. Give me the guy to watch for. Who's the Ronaldo or the Messi or the closest thing to it over there in Germany?
A couple of great guys. In Germany, Robert Lewandowski, the Polish international, top goal scorer in the league, plays for Bayern Munich. He'll be playing on Monday. Saturday morning's opening game is one to watch. This is a tremendous rivalry between Dortmund and Schalke. It's number two against number six. Jadon Sancho is a guy to keep an eye on, 20 years of age. Everybody's trying to buy him. He's a legitimate star already at 20 in that league, 14 goals, 15 assists for him. You got a kid from MLS, Alfonso Davies, on Bayern Munich. You got Claudio Reyna, who's now the sporting director of Austin FC up the road. His son, Gio Reyna, is 17 years old on Dortmund. Tyler Adams on Red Bull Leipzig and Weston McKennie on Schalke. All these guys could be starting, probably not Reyna, but a number of these guys could be starting Saturday and Sunday.
All right, that's you know what? One more before we let you go. How much is this break going to affect quality of play, do you think? Because obviously they haven't been able to train the way they want to, right? Plus, you just stopped the league right in the middle.
Yeah, it's weird. Break, preparation intensely, and now you're going to get into intense games without fans there. I do think something's going to suffer. I think there will be mistakes. I've heard people say, no, I don't think anything's going to drop. But you know, for instance, if a team plays a highly physical pressing type of game, will they be able to really do that from the start at this break for 90 minutes? I don't think so. So I think they'll have to sort of tailor their pressing game maybe a little bit, maybe a little bit more conservatively. So, yeah, I do think there'll be some of that, but time will tell. We'll find out Saturday morning because we're kicking it off with the best game right away.
All right, that's Glenn Davis. You can hear him right here on Soccer Matters, and he is the soccer genius of Houston, and always a pleasure to have you on, Glenn.
Of the world, Craig.
Yeah. AJ, you killed me, man.
All right, geez, buddy. Thanks for coming on.
I'm a world champion, guys, finally.
That's right.
Yeah. AJ, thanks, Fred. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. I have a China gem of the day for you. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Man, always a pleasure to talk to Glenn Davis. Just great guy and knows his soccer like nobody. And I love listening to his show, and that's how I've tried to learn as much about the game as possible, and always fun to have him on. And he didn't even get to make fun of him for his niece this time, which I think that's like three appearances in a row, AJ.
Yeah.
So, all right, I promised you a gem of the day. You guys can judge whether or not you like it better than Alligator Woman, but this is your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. I think we can all agree there's never really an opportune time to find out that your spouse is cheating on you or has cheated on you. I mean, there's not an optimal way to do that, right? I mean,
there's never a great moment to find that, to get that blow.
But there's probably some ways that are worse than others, right?
Yeah.
You know, like maybe you go on Pornhub and there's your husband.
Is that a good way?
No, I would say that's a bad way. I think this one might be worse. And, you know, I always tell my wife, don't bring home any pregnancies. Don't bring home any STDs. Other than that, I don't care what you do. Well, a Chinese man, guess what happened? He found out that his twin babies have two different fathers. Apparently he had to take his newborns to undergo a DNA test as part of the standard procedure to register their births in China. And boy, you want to talk about this woman probably thought she was fine. The practitioner who produced the paternity report said the chance for such a thing to happen is 1 in 10 million. So he found out from the test results that his wife had had sex with someone other than him and that one of the twins was actually the other guy's kid.
Oh. Does that mean they had to have done it on the same day?
I don't know. I don't know the science of it. I don't know that. I know 1 in 10 million is pretty rare. But, I mean, certainly within a certain time where she's ovulating, right?
Yeah.
So How would you react to something like that?
I'm not sure. I mean, obviously, at least the good news about that is your child support payment is going to be cut in half immediately.
Well, there is that.
Yeah. So you know you might have been worried this whole time about two child support payments because your wife was cheating on you. Well, at least now you don't have to worry about it.
I'd be pissed that I'd have to pay for the one.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of sucks. I'm not I wasn't the one that went out and was getting strange. But so he says it's better than both not being his? No, I'd rather them both not be mine. Then I got no child support. Because pretty sure I'm kicking her to the curb if it's me.
Yeah.
And 409 asks, so that means they're not really twins. I mean, I don't know how it works. Okay, I'm going on what the story says. That they call them twins. I mean, they have the same mother. They were born at the same time. So Lawyer Dave says there's a 5-day window. So,
jeez,
yeah. Well, so better or worse than Alligator Woman? Just out of curiosity.
I mean, it's a more surprising story.
Yeah. I mean, and the poor guy's just doing what he's supposed to, where he's going to, go get the DNA registry done. And it's like, whoops, got some 1 in 10 million news for you, buddy. So that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Oh, I see you're getting all kinds of Twitter response.
Boy. Yeah. I almost wish Josh wouldn't have tagged me in his initial post.
Well, and honestly, if you're not listening to the show and you didn't hear what was said, then, you know, that's what it looks like. But it's not that at all. And, there's some people, it doesn't matter what you say. They're going to just assume that, you got rid of these guys to, bring this guy in. And it doesn't matter what you tell them. That's just
right.
This Twitter's dumb. Let's be honest. And it's you're not required to think on Twitter. You're just supposed to fire stuff off.
Yes.
So, boy, I can't read that text, but it's funny about the twins. And, that's the one thing in this that, I tweeted out a story this morning that by Ari Shapiro, who's from Toronto, and I thought it was really good about, how, his whole thing was don't give up, and everybody, because the politicians have let us down and everybody's let us down. And I thought it was a really good story. But what struck me about it is that how we'll be judged down the road is how we deal with this. And just like the great generation was from World War II, and they were revered. Well, this is how we actually deal with this as a society is going to define the next generation. And there's no question. This is unprecedented stuff. And for us as a society, I hope we come together. I hope that we all work together to get through this, and we stop with the sniping back and forth and taking sides over things, and instead look at things logically and do what's best for the whole collective and for ourselves individually as well within that. And, I'm not seeing that right now, but we're still very early in this process, and I hope it changes. I really do. But if you want to read something kind of interesting, then I tweeted it out early this morning, probably when I was up at like 4 or whenever it was. All right, that's hour number 2 already in the books. This week has just flown by, man. Don't go anywhere. We got more to come. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.